This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It's Sean on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. I'm joined by Zach King. How you doing,
What's
buddy?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
That's no problem at all. Like, Zach is a YouTuber. How many followers you got on Instagram?
Instagram, we've got over 20 million now, which is insane think about.
See, when people hear the word 20 million, then like spoons go down next to breakfast bowls. And they're like, all right, okay. This guy's got something to say. 20 million Instagram followers. And all your videos, I mean, also as well, probably a little bit of sprinkling of magic.
Yeah, so all the videos have to do with, you know, myself in a real life situation. And I've got usually a creative solution with a magical twist to it, you know, whether it's jumping out of a vehicle, getting where I want to go, or rolling out of bed and literally the sheets, you know, wrap around me and become my clothing. So it's stuff especially kids relate to, you know, like they have all these dreams and wishes and I'm making them kind of real.
Yeah, these
videos.
This kid's a borderline wizard, people. It's no lie. So when did you start getting into, because if you've not seen Zach's videos, they're mad. The illusions are insane. When was, do you remember your first one?
So the first video that I ever made for the internet was on YouTube about 10 years ago. It was one of my viral videos called Jedi Kittens. Literally took two kittens from my buddy and we added lightsabers and made them fight online. And
who would have thought that would have been successful?
I know, right? Woke up and had a couple million views and we're like, maybe we can make this a job.
And also it's important to remember, a couple of million views 10 years ago on YouTube
was actually like a viral video.
That was big. That was big news.
Right.
Big news. So did you guys then think, we're pretty good at this. We've got some ideas.
Yeah, and it was funny timing because YouTube at the time just started paying a partner program so you could actually make a living doing it. It was a very small living at the time, but if you could continue to make some viral videos with millions of views, you could actually, you know, pay for your school or pay for a place to live in LA. So that's what we did, and we started that out of the garage. And, you know, several years later, about 6 years later, Vine came out.
Yeah.
And Vine was just this for a sensation for, you know, 2 years, but that really amplified our videos and kind of let me create the theme on magic more. It really focused because we had 7 seconds and it was loopable, if you remember. So those magic videos were really birthed from the Vine channel.
So that's like, so when did you realize that this has actually become quite a massive deal?
I think on YouTube, you know, when we were passing about a million followers, we were waking up going like, wait, what do we have that we're trying to do right now? And then I remember when we posted on Vine, we quickly surpassed the million followers on YouTube on Vine within several months, 6 months of starting. And we were like, okay, this is now what's going on. We don't even know.
So, I mean, like without obviously giving away the magical secrets and all that sort of stuff, but how did you learn to do all this stuff?
So you're right. A magician never reveals its secrets.
Yeah. So
I'll give some of the folks at home a look inside one of them, and it's that we do, you know, there's usually a cut somewhere in the video. So a lot of times, whether I'm jumping in a car, there'll be a freeze that you don't see, and you know, you take out the middle part and just cut to me falling
and
inside
you just
the
like
car.
Dangling between
right.
two cars
if
for
you
like
got,
two
if
hours.
You could actually see the in-between footage, you would laugh. It's actually more entertaining than the final video sometimes.
Maybe one day that's the or the second or third channel, maybe just those right. just those little
the
flips.
Little bloopers.
Yeah, the little freezes. And so the next thing we've got at the moment, we've got the brand new, well, we've got the book which came out in the summer.
Yes.
We've got the book that came out in the summer.
Yes.
And I mean, obviously, you just can't do a normal book, can you?
No, we had to make it quite literally a magical book. Yeah. So,
and honestly, like I know that sounds like, you know, when people say, like, oh, it's magical. No, this genuinely is.
Yeah, so the story is about myself in secondary school, going to secondary school for the first time, and I'm part of a magical family, and that's the premise, but Zach is left out of the family because he doesn't have the magical abilities yet. So they send him to a regular, ordinary school because they think, you know, he's not going to be in the wizard training. And so it's there at the school that, of course, I start learning my magic and everything's going wrong in the secondary school. I'm flooding it or turning into chocolate everywhere and all kinds of...
It's like a reverse of Harry Potter.
Right,
basically.
Right. Yeah, Harry Potter and his family is magical, but he's not.
Yeah.
But it's fun because the book, actually, the magical element is that you can scan on your phone the app and it comes alive in augmented reality. So every page of the artwork actually pops up on your phone, and the characters are running around, you know, running from the alligator or whatnot, and you get to kind of live out the story a little bit more, like an extra experience on top of the pages.
If you want to get like a better idea of this, go over to Zach's YouTube channel. There's like a little sort of demonstration, and you
can see how it works on if you look at my name on YouTube or Google.
So what idea came first? Was it the book, or like, I want to make a book which has augmented reality?
It was at the same time. I created the book because a lot of kids were coming up to me and they were like, you know, I'd be eating dinner with my wife in a restaurant, and they would be like, hey, do a magic trick, or like, why are you magical? And I realized a lot of the kids thought I was actually a magician, so I didn't want to walk away every time. I was giving them the answer, you know, well, guys, it's filmmaking, here's how it works, and they kind of walk away like sad, like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna follow this guy anymore, it's a hoax.
Apparently it's just all filmmaking, guys.
But then I was like, let's give them an actual physical book copy and say, you know, this is, you could read why I'm magical and the story behind it, and get them to kind of buy into this bigger backstory. And so we thought it'd be a more fun answer than just saying it's filmmaking. And at the same time, we started just playing around, well, what would be cool for us, not just creating a book, but what would be an extra experience to make it magical? And the augmented reality feature just kind of naturally untwisted itself for us, and we just started developing with that.
Nice. So if anyone's listening and wants to get into that sort of magical world, they want to start doing that stuff, what would be like your top three tips?
Top three tips if you want to actually create magical videos, I would say, I mean, you got to get out there and create. I always tell kids, you know, what's holding them back is they think they need the best idea ever, but it's not. You have the tools and you just got to start practicing. The good idea is, you know, it took me even years to figure out what the flow of my videos would be like. What's the theme? And so to be a creator online, you just got to actually get out and make videos. So I tell kids, what are you doing on the weekend? You know, don't play video games. Just, you got to get out and actually make it. And so just getting out and creating. And then if you know, obviously you got to get your parents' permission, but actually posting online is a big step in becoming a creator and learning the feedback that you get from your friends and family at first. And then
that first one you always put up is always like that big moment.
It's terrifying.
In your brain, you've got all of these terrible scenarios which could possibly happen, which never ever really happen.
Right. Yeah, the friends and family will be supportive. And then when you start seeing comments from other people you've never met before, you're like, who is this? Who's watching my videos now? It gets out there. And that's when you start learning and seeing that, you know, I first started on YouTube and I would get comments like, hey, you're doing cool visual effects, but why don't you actually add a story to it? And that's those public comments that will make you a better creator naturally with the feedback.
So there you go. You're going to be in the next generation.
So you guys can all do it.
Of magical YouTube stars. Zach, thank you so much for coming in, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
And can you tell people where they can find the book as well?
Yeah, you can find it in all local bookstores here in the UK, but also online on Amazon UK. Look up Zach King, My Magical Life.
Excellent stuff. Zach, do you have a song that you'd want us to whack on?
A song? Yeah. Oh, let's get a, because I'm, you know, here in the UK, can you get a Beatles song?
I'm sure we could try and fish a Beatles song out somewhere.
That'd be awesome.
Wicked stuff.
Great.
Cheers, Zach.
Cheers.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.